Super Bowl 57 coming to the Valley next February, and here to talk to us about that is not only the president of SRP, but also the chairman of the Arizona Super Bowl host committee for a second time, David Rousseau, who joins us here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. David, good morning to you. It seems like it was just yesterday we were sitting in New York having discussions about the last Super Bowl that rolled through town, and here we are 8 years later talking about it again.
Well, it's great to be with you guys. Yes, it did go by pretty fast, didn't it?
It really did.
Now, David, remember, next time you're in Times Square talking about the Super Bowl in Arizona, it's Dan Bickley, not Dan Patrick.
I think he let me off the hook already on that front. It was a great line. I was trying to relate what I think captures the spirit of the Super Bowl better than anything, because you run into a lot of people who aren't sports fans, much less football fans, and yet they still gather for the Super Bowl. And you had written very poignantly about how it's America's campfire. And so I was trying to relate that to a larger audience and just lost track of which celebrity I was referring to.
Only saying it at Jess. It was one of the funnier moments of my life, David.
David Rousseau, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Like the last time you held this position, obviously from being involved in the bid to land the Super Bowl to all the festivities that went along with it, and you got an all-timer of a game when Seattle and New England were here. But this is a volunteer position. You're a busy guy. When the phone rings and they ask you to undertake this again, is there any trepidation or hesitation on your part?
Well, I think I had the job last time, and a couple of factors. It's not the easiest job to hand off since it is volunteer and requires a fair amount of effort. But it, ultimately, I guess the biggest reason is I was able to get Jay Perry back, who ran our effort for us. And after the last Super Bowl, she went off to become the chief operating officer of the WNBA, and there was an opportunity to get her back and work on this project again. And she's in the midst of putting together a professional staff. And so that just makes it altogether a different undertaking that you're not starting from scratch. So, it's a great opportunity. I mean, the tour of duty, you end up in my day job at SRP, we like to think we're an economic development engine. And if we can bring better companies that are going to bring better jobs, it's ultimately going to benefit the community. And I think the Super Bowl is probably the ultimate opportunity, economic development opportunity to do that. And so very parallel missions, I think.
You know, what's interesting to me is a lot of people were influenced by the halftime show at the SoFi Stadium Super Bowl. And a lot of people think that the host committee is in charge of that. You guys have nothing at all to do with the halftime entertainment.
Well, unless it's good.
Right.
to anybody that asks, we have influence. Yeah, no, we the NFL is obviously a major marketing machine, and that's one of the things that they don't outsource to the local host committees.
David Rousseau, the Arizona Super Bowl host committee chairman, our guest here on Newsmakers Week here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. This time around, another difference is the involvement of Larry Fitzgerald, no longer an active NFL player, but involved in the process. What does it mean to the whole process for this committee, for this upcoming Super Bowl, to have somebody as revered as Larry Fitzgerald involved?
Yeah, I mean, it surpasses our wildest dreams of having a partner that's going to, he's obviously an iconic figure, both I think in sports, but also kind of transcends that in terms of the persona that he's projected. And so we're super excited about him lending his support to our efforts and serve as our executive chairman. And I couldn't be happier and thrilled that he's willing to sacrifice and give of his time.
David, the staging of the Super Bowl has always been done very, very professionally, so I have no doubt that that will be the case again. But you always want to do it better than you did it last time, and the Valley's changed a little bit. I know it's very early on in the process, but are there any areas where it might be different, better than what we've experienced when hosting the Super Bowl in the past?
Well, I think, you know, you can remember, hopefully your band is still intact and going to be back for the festival.
Exactly what I needed to hear, David.
Exactly. Something about free concerts and beer resonates with a crowd. I don't know what that is, but so no, I think, you know, obviously downtown was great for us in downtown Phoenix last time, and we were able to access the block for Super Bowl Central, and that's obviously developed into a very promising multi-use development, and so, but I think there's other opportunities certainly, and Hance Park jumps out as an obvious place to gather people, but again, what's great about I think our state is its resiliency and how we can host multiple things. The Phoenix Open is obviously a great partner and complement to the Super Bowl for out-of-town visitors, and so the ability to have all of those things going on simultaneously. There was DirecTV had a major music festival adjacent to the stadium in Glendale last time, and all of that happened, and you know, we were better for it, and I think you made the comment that in all of your time, which I love, I guess if I keep quoting you, I should get your name right, but I think your reference was great, that coming from your background and I think Chicago, to how much that was the first time that Phoenix, downtown Phoenix, felt on par with a Chicago or New York or, you know, a major urban center.
Yeah, that's exactly what I felt. And I'm not kidding you, it actually brought me to tears.
David,
for what it's worth.
Yeah,
me bungling your name.
No, not that. Just seeing
the growth,
just
the feeling.
Seeing downtown Phoenix that day in the pre-Super Bowl celebration. And it looks that way more now, but just it resembled a big city. And we're getting there, man, slowly but surely.
I would agree.
Well, David, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations again on being the chairman for the Super Bowl host committee. And I'm sure we'll be speaking again to you in the next 353 days.
Well, would love that. I did want to just mention our community lost a great leader in Mike Kennedy in the last year, and the Diamondbacks are honoring him with a youth field. But Mike set a great model for my role in chairing the Super Bowl back with the 2008 game, and then was successful in securing the bid for the 2015 game. So it's a great loss to our community, but a great great model for lots of us to follow. So
I'm glad you brought that up.
And well said.
Great dude. Thank you very much, David. We appreciate it.